Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. Welcome to day 749. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to approve William Barr's nomination to become the next Attorney General and succeed Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. All 12 Republicans on the panel voted for Barr, while all 10 Democrats voted against him. Democrats cited an unsolicited memo written by Barr last year to Rod Rosenstein, in which Barr objected to the obstruction of justice aspect of the Mueller probe and said it was fatally misconceived and that, quote, Mueller should not be permitted to demand that the president submit to interrogation about alleged obstruction, end quote. Barr also argued that Trump firing James Comey and, before that, asking Comey to stop the investigation into Michael Flynn were both within his powers as head of the executive branch. A final vote on Barr's nomination in the full Senate is expected next week. Matthew Whitaker, meanwhile, won't testify before the House Judiciary Committee unless he receives a written assurance that he won't be served with a subpoena. Whitaker's threat comes after the committee voted to give Chairman Jerry Nadler the authority to subpoena Whitaker for testimony if he doesn't appear or answer questions at Friday's planned oversight hearing. Democrats had until 6 p.m. today to respond. The Ways and Means Subcommittee on Oversight, meanwhile, met to examine the process for obtaining Trump's tax returns. One law they're looking at from 1924 allows the chairman of the Tax Writing Subcommittee to privately review anyone's tax returns. Once the subcommittee secures the documents, all they need is a majority vote in order to release them to the public. And finally, Trump complained about the wave of oversight investigations into his administration launched by the new Democratic majority in the House, claiming that he's being subjected to, quote, unlimited presidential harassment, end quote, that never happened before to previous presidents. Trump tweeted that there was no reason for the House Intelligence Committee to open an investigation into whether his decision-making as president is motivated by financial gain, while calling Adam Schiff a political hack. And in the polls, CNN says 87% of Americans say Robert Mueller's investigators should produce a full public report on their findings. 48% believe that Trump's campaign colluded with the Russian government to help him get elected. And Morning Consult says 40% of voters approve of the job that Trump is doing as president, a record low, while 55% disapprove. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ed Markey released an outline for the Green New Deal, which would set a 10-year national mobilization effort to shift away from fossil fuels by upgrading all existing buildings in the country for energy efficiency, working with farmers to eliminate pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, and overhauling the transportation systems across the country to reduce emissions, as well as developing national healthcare coverage, adding job guarantees, and much more. 2. The Southern District of New York is still investigating Michael Cohen, acknowledging in a court filing that aspects of the investigation involving Cohen remain ongoing. 3. The boyfriend of Russian spy Maria Butina was indicted by a federal grand jury for wire fraud and money laundering. 4. Trump will not meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping before a March 1st deadline to achieve a trade deal. 5. The United States military will pull all American forces out of Syria by the end of April, despite the Trump administration having no plan to protect its Kurdish partners when they leave. 6. The Trump administration plans to roll back Obama-era restrictions on payday lenders and vehicle title loans. 7. New rules by the Trump administration will make it easier for U.S. weapons manufacturers to export semi-automatic weapons, flamethrowers, and some grenades overseas. 8. T-Mobile executives involved in the company's merger with Sprint last year have booked more than 52 nights at Trump's D.C. hotel since then. 9. Trump appealed to religious leaders with anti-abortion comments during the National Prayer Breakfast, saying, quote, all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God, end quote. Trump also said that, quote, every life is sacred and every soul is a precious gift from heaven, end quote. And finally, a former Fox News reporter is expected to be appointed to lead the State Department's efforts to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.